He's going to do everything in his power, everything he could possibly do to get bigger tips today. The Judgment Zone, we're putting this restaurant server in the Jay-Z. So you know the big things going on at Oak Hill, the PGA seniors.
Yeah.
You know, big time people are in town.
Yeah.
Lots of going on at Oak Hill. Shuttle buses leaving from the MCC parking lot arriving already. And one of my son's friends, acquaintances, is working there. Saying that he, on today especially, is National Waitstaff Appreciation Day.
Oh, today is.
Today is.
Oh.
So if you
make
ever,
note of that.
If you're going out for lunch, you're going out to dinner, if you're going out whatever today, make sure you appreciate your waitstaff. And what's the best way to appreciate your waitstaff?
The money.
This guy plans and doing everything. Like, usually it's the unspoken, you know. Hi, how are you? Anything else I can get you? Are you guys all set? Can I refill your water?
Yeah, you everything. Do a really good job, and you'll reap the benefits when the bill comes, but they tip well. Okay.
But you never, it just seems to me like an unspoken rule. You never say, hey, listen, it's National Waitstaff Day today. Make sure you hook your waiter up or your server. Like, you can't say that as being one of those people.
Why? Is that what he's planning on doing?
He's planning on doing. He's going to wear a button. He's going to wear a button he got made. There's going to be a little sign. Like, he's going to sneak a little thing on the like a little card saying,
what?
Tip your server on National Waitstaff Day. Even verbal reminders.
Oh, that God, this kid. He's a good salesperson.
He is tippable today. See, jerk or justified.
Oh, man. Okay, so... It really boils down to guilt. He's going to lay the guilt on thick, right?
Maybe,
he's going to say, hey, it's National Waitstaff Day, so why not
hook a brother up? 2222899. Is it jerk or is it justified? Is it justified? I know who you are with tipping. You're not a giantly fond and don't even know how as much,
don't
right?
Don't say that. I do admit that I'm not very good at tipping because it's always my husband that physically pays the bill, even though it comes from both our account. But if I'm not a good tipper, it's not because I don't want to be. It's because of ignorance. It's because I'm dumb.
You just don't know how.
And I ran out of storage on my phone, on my 6S. So the tipping calculator, I don't have it anymore, which I used to have app. Anyhow, I do tip on service, but it has to be based on the customer service.
What do you say? Jerk or justified?
So... if let's assume he's a good worker, he's a hard worker. My opinion's changed a lot on this over the years. I think that's fine.
It's really? Justified.
Yeah. Now that I'm all into this financial podcast thing and hey, everyone has a side hustle and why does it hurt to ask? I've been too passive my whole life. Go get them. Do it. Put it out there. What's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to say no. Okay, fine.
2222899. I kind of think it's a jerk. I think it's a jerk move.
You do?
There's integrity when it comes to serving. And if you look at the, it's part of the experience that you're supposed to get. We're at Turtle Cove up in Fairhaven. It's a tiny little marina restaurant, kind of really low key. And our server this weekend was just fantastic. She did everything right and she was nice and she was there and she was aware of what was going on at the table. That's an art. To say anything about a tip would ruin it for me. So I think it's a jerk move.
It's a bit tacky, but it's not jerk.
Hi to Buzz, Jerk or Justified. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you
think? Definitely a jerk.
Really?
Stop selling yourself like a $2 hooker.
Well, I hope the tip is better than that.
Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Justified.
Justified?
The isn't guilt, it? Laying on the guilt. Is this friend Italian?
I don't know.
Guilting the patrons for tips.
I mean, should you feel pressured as a patron of any restaurant, like to tip extra or hard?
Well, see, sometimes you have to remind them that you're working for tips, you know? A lot of times they think because of the company making money, you making money. It always work like that.
You call it justified then, huh?
Yep.
Gotcha. Thanks for being on the Judgment Zone.
All right, enjoy yourself.
What do you think?
Jerk.
Jerk.
Somebody's face. You know, I tip really, really well. If somebody does their job, I'm going to give them a tip, and it's usually going to be more than 20%.
Hi to Buzz, jerk or justified. What do you think?
This is completely jerk.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anything outside of being a very good waiter or waitress on National Waitstaff Day, that's really hard to say.
I know.
it, like, anything outside. side of that is a jerk move. Like, guilt tripping people as a general rule is kind of a jerky thing to do.
Yes. I agree. It's not the classiest thing to do, but
it's not classy. It's not going to inspire me to think that you're a great waiter because you're, you know, putting all of this out there. Like I tip based on your actual service.
Mm.
And I'm always relatively generous. I mean, I tip between 18% and 30% depending on service.
Wow. 30.
Yeah. Okay.
Really good. Yeah, absolutely.
You know how those rich people are. We're talking Oak Hill. So sometimes rich people are cheap. Sometimes they have to be reminded.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't fault this kid.
They have it. I mean, seriously.
He's a young kid. He needs to make extra cash. Go for it.
Thank you.
The buzz is a jerk justified.
Okay, so my grandparents are members at Oak Hill, but my next door neighbor is wait staff there. So I'm like right there, right in the middle. I think that it's okay because, just like you said, the people who are members there, they've got the money, but maybe they just really don't think about it like that. They don't think that somebody is really going to make their rent off of what they give, right? So I think a little nudge is kind of playful.
Yeah. Oh.
I think it's a little playful. I think it's like, you know, remember me. Remember that, you know, I'm working for you today, but I'm also working for me, you know?
You're calling it justified.
Yes.
I think so. Coming from the middle ground and seeing both sides of the coin, I think that it doesn't hurt the rich people as much as it helps the poor.
Yeah. That's a good angle, I guess.
The stereotypes are strong when we're talking about that.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a good day.
You too. Thanks for being on Judgment Zone.
Oh, my gosh. You just tied it up.
Okay.
He made it a hung jury.
Wow. I didn't realize it'd be this split. I thought it would just be obvious.
Okay. Good morning, The Buzz. You are the final say. What?
The verdict is jerk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.